Okay, Rabbi. Okay, Rabbi Hashem will have Shir next week as well. And that will be the grand finale for this month. No, 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 no. Okay. The topic of today's shiur is Inyanei Rechitza Beyantif. So the Mishnah says, Veishame Omrin Lo Yichem Adam Chamin L'Raglof Elkein Ruim L'Shtir. In other words, Veishame says, you can't heat up water for your feet, to wash your feet, unless they are Roy L'Shtir. Ube silmatir. Also, other medura mischamim kenegdo, and you can make a medura of, you know, you take wood and fire, and you could, so you violate, you do the melacha of havara. That's mutter. So Tosis on the bottom, Tosis says akasha. What do you mean? So it's mashma that beishame with matir. If you heat up water for raglof, but l'chara beishame holds only ochal nefesh. And what does it help ruim l'shtia? Manufshach. According to beishame, it should have to be if you do it for shtia, not ruim l'shtia, that you do really doing it la raglof, but it's ruim l'shtia. It should be for shtia. And tell me, is it tam shor beishame? If I feel ruim l'shtia, leis lehu mitoch. It means it's, he is taka drinking, right? But he's marba b'shiurim to do rechitzas raglof. V'hochi yisa behed yib Yerushalmi. So b'shami tzorech lishtos mehed. That the taka has, you have to drink from it, meaning you have to do it for drinking. V'besil matirin. So then, the Tosis continues, V'dafka l'raglof. Only if you're doing it for raglof. Because that's okay. Aval l'chol gufo mod d'asr. D'adavar shav l'chol nefesh b'ina. V'zeh ein roi elav ne'odam mu'nogim. Aval yodav raglof shav l'chol nefesh. So he says that if you heat up hot water, according to Beis Hillel, to wash yourself, so it should be okay, but they hold of mitoch. But even though they hold mitoch, it has to be what? Shavu l'chol nefesh. If it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, then not. So to wash part of yodav raglav, that's shavu l'chol nefesh. B'chol gufo was only for people who are mefunokim, munogim, etc. So therefore, that's not considered shavu l'chol nefesh. And then we'll have to see, is there room to say that Bezman Hazeh, things change based on the reality that today, you know,
indoor plumbing, people
do. Okay, so let's see more. Now the Rif.
When you talk about Panav Hedav Raglav, does that mean literally Panav Hedav Raglav, or does that just mean not
Kol? I mean, I assume that those were the parts of the body that people were washing on a regular basis.
But even if you hold,
those are the parts of the body that I guess got dirty more. You know, Raglov was on the floor and Yadov was touching and Panov, you know,
exposed,
right.
But Bezman Hazeh, even if you don't want to extend it and say Shavu L'chol Nefesh just to call Gufa Bezman Hazeh, and you still want to go with Panov Yadav Raglov, that just mean less than like half the body, you know.
Okay. I don't know. I thought Panov Yadav Raglov,
was the ones that and Kol Gufo was not. What's the din if you have? If it's not Kol Gufo,
right.
But it's not part of Yad Ragav either. So what's the din there?
Aver-Aver.
Yeah, well, right. That's the discussion of Aver-Aver. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll see. Okay, there's a Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, on page 3. Beshamir Meloichim Adam Chamim Raglov. Yeah, we're going to do the riff. I just wanted to see something first in the Perish Mishnayos. Klal advarim ki chamish huchmu biyantiv shorosachem panav yodav regav ve'en rochot b'em kol gufo ha'ki huchmu b'erav yantiv chamish huchmu b'erav shavuz rochot b'em shavuz panav yodav regav ve'lo kol gufo v'osrim b'shamay sh'yavir adam eish l'skam v'ol fi sh'ikron v'mash omar achar sh'chol chol nefesh einu nechnas tachtov anos ha'guf b'bachutz v'b'sil omim ki me'ach ma'amar Hashem achar sh'yachol chol nefesh klal anos ha'guf kulo. Yeah, so the question is, he's saying that that's Ochel Nefesh, you're just saying, at the end of the day, you say Mitoch. That's just another way of just saying that we say Mitoch. And Meshami says, we don't say Mitoch. So Bethil has not only Ochel Nefesh, but also Guf. Or you could say, the way I used to say, I think Shat in this Rambam was that what's concluded in Ochel Nefesh. Right. Rambam
doesn't have
shovels. Yeah, right. We'll see. Here, Rabbi Willick has a piece where he connects it. We have to see what he says. Okay. So the riff discusses. What's the din of chamim shechuchmu be'erv yontif? In other words, it says that you can't do it for chol gufo on yontif. What about erv yontif? So says the Rif, dafke chamim l'raglav hu d'shari beis hillel, aval kol gufo lo, k'nistan amu l'chamim b'yontif, chamim shechuchmu b'yontif. So m'chitzu m'torim b'shtiyam. L'inim m'chitzu b'yontif, Kichamim d'shuchuch mi'berv yontif. Chazin and Lagon. Right, every once in a while the Rif will say that phrase, Chazin and Lagon. That's the phrase he used in Gittin by Mizuyev Mitocho in the first parak. Chazin and Lagon. Right, this is about Mizuyev Mitocho. Right, and even he'll just quote Chazin and Lagon. You see a Gon that says the following thing. And then he argues with it, but he says he writes it with Lecha Shemayim. Chazin Lagon de Kakosav Hochi, Dahid Amrin, Leichatz Adam, Kogufa Beshabbos, Chamim, Shahuchmu, Bev Shabbos, Dafke Beshabbos. That on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Chamim to bathe in Shabbos, even Chamim, Shahuchmu, Be'erv Shabbos. Aval Beyontif, Shari Lirchotz Kogufo, Bechamim, Shahuchmu, Be'erv Yontif. The love dover shachayev im alav mishum shvus, lo mishum rishus, lo mishum mitzvah, ala gzeirahi, v'chigazvi b'shabbos, aval b'yontif lo. So he says that if you have chamin shehuchmu me'erev yontif, so then aval biyantif shalicha it's kol gufo b'chamim shehuchmu me'erev yantif. That you could if the chamim huchmu an erev yantif, then you could be marchet kol gufo biyantif. Because it's gzeira. We'll have to see what that means. Chikazi b'Shabbos, v'yontiv lo gazri. Now, on Shabbos, there's a gzeira what? That you can't be rochets on Shabbos, even if it's huchmu b'erev Shabbos. Because the gzeira is sabalonim. That they were, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they were unscrupulous bath attendants that would say they heated up on Erev Shabbos and they really heated up on Shabbos. So they said, we made a gezeira that you can't even use the things that are heated up on Erev Shabbos. Can't even use the things that are heated up on Erev Shabbos. But on Yontif, you don't have this gzeira. So we'll have to see further more what he means by this. Now there's another. But that's what the Rif Shita is. The Rif Shita is that Chamin Shechuchmu Me'erev Yontif is Mutter. Even called Gufu. Now, if you look in the Rambam, first, if you want to see the source of this din, of the Gezeiras and Memam Aleph from page 6. It says in Memam Aleph about the Ovrei Avera. Domer, my Ovrei Avera, Domer Shim Ben Pazi, Emer Mishu Ben Levi, Mishu Bar Kapora, Bitchil Hayu Rochtzim Becham Mishuchum Mimir of Shabbos. They used to be Rochets Becham Mishuchum Mimir of Shabbos. Hischilu habalonim l'hachem b'Shabbos. Balonim would do it on Shabbos. For Omrim me'erev Shabbos uchmu. So also as a chamin v'itiras hazeah. So they asked to be go on chamin on Shabbos, but you could still go in the shvitz. You can't submerge yourself in the water, but you can go in the shvitz. But still people would be rochets chamin and say they were mazia. So asul hamasazeh v'itiru b'chamei tveria. V'adayinu rochetze b'chamei ha'or v'omrim b'chamei tveria rachatzum. Asul lohem chamei tveria v'itiru lohem esatzoinim. V'ushen adover omen lohem v'itiru lohem chamei tveria v'zeya b'mkoma omedes. So then they were matir chamitvera and the acid, as Rashi says, the zeya. So the Rambam brings this down in Hilchot Shabbos on Perichov Beis, Perich 7. Bipnei ma osru chachomim likonis b'merchatz b'Shabbos. Bipnei habalonim shayum chamim b'Shabbos v'omim b'erv Shabbos hochbo. Lefichach gozru shalo yikonis odom b'merchatz b'Shabbos afiu l'haziyah. So they were asked it because it's b'merchatz b'Shabbos because of the balon. They used to say that it was mayor of Shabbos. V'chagaz ruv shol yikaris odem b'merchatz b'Shabbos nefilu hazir. V'chagaz ruv shol yishtatev kol gufu b'chamin afil b'chamin shuchmu b'er of Shabbos. So they made the gzeira that you shouldn't go into the merchatz, even lahaziya, and that you can't wash yourself. So this way, no one will come to heat it up on Shabbos. Have a pan of yod v'raglov mutar, but pan of yod v'raglov was not part of the gzeira. I guess the chashash wasn't as great by part of Yodav Raglov. That they were going to be heating it up on Shabbos itself. And sometimes you wouldn't have enough water. Then he says, "Bamedvul memurim v'chamehaor gzerim shemerchatz." Aval b'chametzverik is imutul ishtatif b'hem kol gufo. V'asher lichos b'mayim chamish b'maros shemar yesh b'ha hevul v'yovul leizay v'nimtzas kimerchatz. Okay. So that's what the Rambam writes. So that's about Shabbos, where he brings down the Gzeiras Balon. Now, what does he say in Yom Tov? So in Yom Tov, on page 8, he writes, "Rechitza v'sicha harei mechal achivu shtiga." It's Perek Aleph Halacha Dazayin. "Rechitza v'sicha harei mechal achivu shtiga." That's part of Ochel Nefesh. Acha sheyochel Ochel Nefesh shechol shetzorich haguf. If you have mcham mcham biyontif, rochitz b'hem part of Yodav Raglov. Aval kol gufo also mishum gzeres merchatz. So he's like the riff. That when it comes to Shabbos, it's also even things that are huchmu be'er of Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, it's mutter. Now the shaila is, what is this gzeres merchatz by yontif? In other words, what did they ask, sir? What were they afraid of on yontif? That's the big shaila. What were they afraid of on yontif? In other words, they said you can't wash yourself with chamish chukmah by yontif. But Erev Yontif, it was Huchmu be Erev Yontif, it's okay. But Yontif itself, also Mishum Merchatz. So what is that? What's the Gzeirah Mishum Merchatz? The heat it up on Yontif. What's wrong with eating it up on Yontif? It's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So if you hold from the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that could be the pshat, like Rabbi Berg was saying, like you say. But if you want to say that the Rambam never brings the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, right, which the Aruch HaShulchan claims, so then what's the problem? There's no aveir here. It's not like Shabbos, where you heat it up on Shabbos, and you say you're doing the air of Shabbos. Gzeirah to Shabbos. So then you have to say, L'chora, is a Gzeirah to Shabbos.
And
that's what the Rashba suggests. That's what the Rashba suggests. Okay. Right, but that's already. So the Rashba on page 9 suggests this idea. He's not sure if it's right, but he suggests. He says, first word in the line is haguf. On page 9, third column, keep going down till you get to the word haguf.
Okay.
So he suggests Gzeira Mishum Shabbos, and then he says no. But the Pashtus is, like Rabbi Tok was saying, it's Gzeira Mishum Shabbos. Even though the Rashba rejects it, say Gzeira Mishum Shabbos. Gzeira Mishum Shabbos. So that's how the Ran, I think there's a Rashba also, says that since the whole thing on Yontif itself, Chamin Shehuchma B'Yontif is only a Gzeira to Shabbos, so that's why they weren't Gozer on Erev, because it's like a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Masha'en Kane will see the Rishonim that learn that the Yisr on Yontif itself is because it's Dover that's not Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, so that's a Daraisa. That's a deraisa. So then they can be gozer on Erev Yontif as well. Masha'en Kain, if you hold that Yontif itself is only a gzeira atu Shabbos, so then they weren't gozer. That shtickel, this tliya, is found in the Ran. And I believe they quote it in the Rashba also, but it's found in the Ran here on page. What page of the Ran? Page 2. He says, "Kvar kasafti perkira," where the arrow is. "Mashenir li shel divrei Rav Seina balei atoysis shomim b'lacham min cham min biyontif v'chitz chol guf midaraisa osu b'cham shulch min ber biyontif." No, midaraisa osu kama. So b'cham shulch min ber biyontif nami osu l'chitz v'n kol guf. Zeir er biyontif atu yontif. But the Rif, who's saying that it's only the Rabbanon, not. But he says, when he came into the Rabbanon Balmaya, he aldivre gonim zal royalist. But on the other Shita, that it's only the Rabbanon, then not. So that's the classical vort. That this shayla of Erev Yontif is totally on why it's usher on Yontif itself. Why it's usher on Yontif itself. Now, this notion that the Rambam doesn't hold from Dover Shavu L'Chol Nefesh is quoted here in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 10 and 11. The Rambam never brings it down. So the Aruch HaShulchan's vort is that was only it's two opinions in the Gemara, Rav Papa and Rav Papi in Ksubis. And only one of them here. He says, Da, Sheish L'Tamiya Rabba L'Rambam Shehishmit Vilchus Yodav Hadin Debein and Dover HaShavu L'Chol Nefesh. Right. Well, Shecht always likes to mention that, you know, the one halacha that's not in Masechta Beitza, that's in Ksubas, that is not beferish in the Gemara. The Ksubas Zayin, before the Hedya, is a Mugmur. Mishum Devinu Dova Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, Shachim Perish Rashi V'Aran. I said the Mugmur, Mishnah the Beitza, Mishum Mishmur Nisham Be'Issu L'Cham Incham In L'Rechitzes Kol Guf. That's what Tosa Tama is who Mishum Dana Shovel Chol Nefesh Ela Munogim. For Rambam Perik Aleph Din Tezayin Kosa B'Tama is who Lachami Chamim Shem Chitz Chol Gufa B'Tama Gzeir Smerchat Sos Chaim Yivur M'Diver Rif Shekosa D'Yisu Mishum Pinsum Gzeir V'Tayim B'Du Mugmar Kosa V'Rambam Tama Mishum B'Chabe. Right? Rambam says Mugmar you can't make the spices because you put the spices on the coals, they're going to extinguish the fire. So that works in good. Because you're a li tamo, in b'ksuv v'sifluku rav papa aliba derava b'bilas b'suv b'tchila b'yontif rav papa shav the mudu gab b'shabbos v'achik kaimulon k'moshe kosev haRambam v'tur t'cheinu a maskanasham rav papa matir b'yontif v'oser b'shabbos rav papa makes the chilk. So Rav Papi is more makel. He says it's always mutter. So Amalei Rav Papi, my dad chas shatam matya biyontif yosef sham shum mitoch, right? El miata it should be mutter asas mugba biyontif. So Amalei lecha amar akra l'chol nefesh dovar shavu l'chol nefesh. So that's what Rav Papi said to Rav Papa. In other words, I hold that it's all mutter, but you hold that it's a chiluk, so you're saying it mitoch. So why is it mutter? So he answered back that it has to be dovah shol v'chol nefesh. So what is... So Tosi has a chashiv, chilosover, a puppy, damina mitoch. He says, well, what is he having a complaint that he's saying mitoch? That's pasha we say mitoch. So near learning that, yahachi perusho. Facham alei a puppy, bishlom alididi, damina gamma shabbos mutu livol, tenkan lo iser, pesach v'lo chabura. Shapir lo itzruchlan lomar diesh lomar bechabur mitoch. The emes lomina mitoch rak behotzah uvahavar. V'taymi demugma hu mishum chashash kibur. Aval menatora. Mutter mitam mitoch shehut arvah l'tzorch hut v'nai mishalol l'tzorch. Aval l'didach, according to me, everything's mutter. Zim Shabbos osur mitam chabura, v'gam yish b'zach shas Pesach, k'nidach, why is it mutter min yontif? So it must be that you say mitoch. So then the Gemara says, if that be the case, there should be mutter to do mugbar. So why did they answer it? So he says, mugbar, according to his opinion, according to Rav Papa's opinion, is also mitoch, but it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. And that's Rav Papa responding. But we pass him, like Rav Papa, that doesn't have a who holds that it's mutter even on Shabbos. Leislam b'chabur mitoch. So therefore, he doesn't necessarily hold from mitoch by chabura, like, and that's how the Rambam holds. So b'meila, you didn't have to come on to mitoch here. So he never said the din of dover shavu l'chol nefesh. It was only Rav Papa, and Rambam Paskins like Rav Papi, Leislan Yisra Deina Shavu Chol Nefesh, and Talmud Shal Rambam, Pol Darav, Kamosha Kol Biyanim, Siyata Dishmaya. So that works in good with this thing, because then you say that's why the Rambam, just like by Mugbar, he didn't say because it's Shavu Chol Nefesh, so he doesn't say it's Shavu Chol Nefesh here either. And then it works in good. It's a separate din of Zeres Merchatzos, and the easiest way to say is like what Rabbi Tuchman said, is that it's a din of Zerat Shabbos. And then the question of Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, is the Shitasam, that if you hold that Yontif itself is only the Rabbanan, then Erev Yontif is Mutter. If you hold Yontif is Daraisa, Hashash Daraisa, then Erev Yontif is a Zerat to that. And at Shabbos, it's all Daraisa, so then it's also an Erev Shabbos as well, which is a Hashash Daraisa. But it's all good. All good. What's interesting, what I noticed, is that when the Bali Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, bring down the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, and then they explain the Yisr, they work with Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Let us take a look on page 18. Mutul lachame lachaim yontiv mayim lirkat yadov avolol kol gufo filo in roch tu bavas achas avol mayim shehuch meyerv yontiv mutul lachot kol gufo filo keechod. Okay, so this is the opinion that mayim shehuch mu v'ram the rif. So I would have expected that when they would explain this. Now, well, let me ask you a question now. So once, let me ask you a question. Forget this. Let's just think of the Rambam for a second. So the Rambam, you want to say, doesn't hold from... So what's the chiluk within the Rambam between Kol Gufo and Panav Yadav V'Raglav? So that's where the Gzeirah was. The Gzeirah was in the case of the Merchatz. When the Merchatz... You normally do, like Rabbi Harari was saying, you do kol gufo in a merchatz. So panav yadav v'raglav is not nichlal in this. Yantus, let's say. In other words, the simple chiluk between kol gufo and panav yadav v'raglav, like Tosis says, is shavu l'chol nefesh versus not. But if you want to say that the Ramban deletes shavu l'chol nefesh, like the Aruch HaShulchan, so then you have to come up with another chiluk between Kol Gufo and Panav Yadav V'Raglav. So you have to say, like what was you saying, that that the Gezeiras Merchatz was a was a Kol Gufo. Yeah.
But what can you just say? I mean,
because
in the
Sibriyachal Amud
Bo, so
I'm still
in the
Sibriyachal Amud
Bo, to say you can't wash.
Okay, maybe you can say that. You can say that too. Say that too. In the theory of Chol. Yeah. Yeah. You can say that's not. They didn't do it in America, so it's not. That's. Okay. But what's interesting to me, I was noticing over Shabbos in LA that. When the Mefarshim here in the Mogen Avraham of the Taz explain Kol Gufo versus Panav Yadav V'Raglav, it was they're using the Rambam and the Rif. This the Mechaber's quoting the Rambam and the Rif, but they're explaining it with Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. That's Siv Dalet. Lo Kol Gufo She'ena Shavu L'Chol Nefesh Ela L'Munogim. That's Mogen Avraham Dalet. And as well as the Taz, because the other regular shalom v'chol nefesh, but kol gufo ain't no elam funakim. I don't mean a dovah shalom v'chol nefesh. So it's interesting. So that I found very interesting. What? Right. In other words,
they
don't hold. They're
like
the
Rashba didn't hold
them either. Right. So I'm saying. So in other words, so they would learn probably Pshat in the Rambam that he does hold, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that he does hold.
Why is it up right
now?
Should
be us right now? Yeah, so nonetheless, in other words, so they're not working with this whole, in other words, this is the famous Shtickle Torah I always was into, he holds Rabbanon, so therefore he doesn't answer. You know, that fails him beautifully.
Yeah, right? Well, Shabbos, they didn't answer yet. Meaning, Yom Tov is not in a while. So.
Right, they never. So the whole thing, and that's how Rabbi Badi has a tshuva also, where he wants to say that. He wants to say Pshat in these things that of Merchatz by the Yom Tov is a. Is Alts the Rabbi Berg also saying Alts Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, which the Poskim are subscribing to? In other words, they don't quote this idea that there's a separate Merchatz thing. They're only working with Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So in Meila, once they're working with Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so that's how they, and then, like Rabbi Tuchman said, then you have to say a different pshat and why, of course, so why Shavu L'chol Nefesh didn't arise, so then why when we go to an Aviantiv, so he says, so...
Aviantiv
says
Shabbos
every week, they were going to Aviantiv. Even though they
were
going to
Aviantiv
itself.
But he can still say that
Aviantiv is out to Shabbos. That Aviantiv is out to Shabbos, but the Erev Aviantiv is out to Aviantiv.
But
Aviantiv,
meaning they never
go
to
Aviantiv,
they only go to Aviantiv.
But you don't need now to say Aviantiv out to Shabbos, like Erev Berg would say. Right. You could say simply that Aviantiv itself is an Isser.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, of the Dovah Sheinu Shavu. That's how Rav Abadi was learning, that Merchatz means Eino Shavu L'chol Nefesh, which, which could work in if you're willing to say that the Rambam holds of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, which Noach HaShulchan thought not, but maybe, whatever. He has this whole Shtickle Torah that's only Rav Papa, because I was always wondering, the body always and then the whole discussion is that bisman hazeh, that people do wash their bodies, fully. So maybe, it should be maybe today it's considered shavu l'chol nefesh. But what about? What about Gzeiros Merchatz? So Rav Badi told me to look at his tshuva, where he writes that he just thinks Merchatz is Alts Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and then once the Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh is not applicable, then Merchatz. The only thing Rabbi Berger, when we were discussing today, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, in other words, you view Merchatz as a Gzeira, that even though the reason for the Gzeira is no longer applicable, maybe still the Gzeira still is Bimkoma. And therefore... that's Shechter says over. But...
if you go with the Ranz Mahalach,
yeah.
Then
whether
someone's going to take a shower should be
totally
on which way you go.
Right. And then, so Rav Shechter always is on the opinion that choshish for both reasons, and therefore, granted, Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh might not apply, but Zeres Merchatz does apply. But then to that he says, he likes to quote on Shemir Shabbos, we'll see that the poskim discussed that Zeres Merchatzos is only applicable in a certain level of heat. And once you don't have that level of heat, whatever, we'll have to see the different shitas of what the level of heat is, and then that would take, whereas Rav Abadi is of the opinion you could just take a regular shower on Yontif, because he's worried about the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, that they only, and he learns Pshad and the Rambam and the Rif, he fits it all in to Shavu L'chol Nefesh, which Magen Avraham and Taz did the same thing. It's just looking at the Rambam without that, I was very into this this Shikul Torah, especially with Aruch HaShulchan, and it all worked in good, and then the Shulchan Aruch they were ignoring that whole mahalach. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so there's one nekuda, and that is the following. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Aval b'mayim shehuchim erev yontif murchur mutar lirchatz kol gufo afilu ke'achad miu davka chutz l'merchatz. Aval b'merchatz aser. So he says like this, that, and this is quoted from the Ran, that on Erev Yontif there's still an iser. If it was Huchma Erev Yontif, it's mutter, but that's only if you don't do it in the merchatz. If you do it in the merchatz, so then the gzeris merchatz doesn't apply. It's not a merchatz, and that's what Rav Avadi Yosef discusses, that our baths today, our showers today, are not a merchatz. They're in our private thing. It's not a public merchatz. So therefore, so what I was thinking over Shabbos was like this, that it could be, maybe you could say like this, that why was it, so what about Chuchmu on Yontif? So Chuchmu on Yontif, he was assuming you're not going to have Chuchmu on Yontif, because you can't do it, because of it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. In other words, would it make a difference on Yontif itself, whether you're taking the shower in the Merchatz versus... No, it was, the Shulchan Aruch only says it by Erev Yontif. What about Yontif itself? So it could be, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it by Yontif itself, because with Yontif itself, you don't have to come on to that, because Yontif itself, it's also anyway else in a Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Right, but once you say...
Once you dispense with that...
So then, Yontif is like Erev Yontif, and Memela, and then therefore, if you're not doing it in Merchatz,
you can't be more Kula Dick than Erev Yontif.
Right.
Yontif can't be more Kula Dick than Erev Yontif.
Right, so if an Erev Yontif was...
You can't do it in Merchatz.
So that's what I was thinking, I didn't realize then that Rav Badi wrote a whole tshuva on it, so I was just thinking what the mahalaf could be to say that the showers are regular showers are mutter on Yontif. So once, because I know that he never works with merchatz, and every time I bring up merchatz, he says, I don't know what they're talking about, merchatz, you know. So you could say what he really said in the tshuva, that merchatz was just... But if you want to say there is a Gzeres Merchatz on Yontif also, but the Machaber is saying that that's only on in the Merchatz.
Like the mikvah showers.
Right. That's only in the Merchatz. But in the private home, they're not. So Bemela, then it'll come home. If you take a shower in your bathroom on Yontif, so a hot shower, a regular shower, so then whatever you, like Rabbi Bari said, whatever you regularly do, so then the Dovah Shavu L'chol Nefesh would go away, and the Gzeres Merchatz would go away, because...
Why in Shabbos is it different?
Shabbos, you're not allowed, even in your own home, to take a full shower. Oh, so that's what Berger said to me, so we have to look, let's look in Shulchan Aruch in Shabbos and see whether...
Why? It's totally different.
Right. In other words, first Rabbi Berger said to me, let's look in Hilchos Shabbos. So Hilchos Shabbos, as Rabbi Berger, he doesn't use this, but here he is using this idea of Merchatz versus not. Maybe in like Abi Shabbos, they asked it even...
Shabbos is totally asked.
Right, but he's saying, what if you have Kham Shahuchmu Me Erev Shabbos?
But if they only answer that out Shabbos itself, so it's a totally different gather of Isser than...
So they answer it even, so it's more...
It's more Chomer.
More Chomer.
It's Xer Alf. No, but if they ask because they're afraid that people are going to be...
No, it's Asher Alf, the Malacha.
Yeah.
Right, and then Yontif.
And Yontif, they didn't. So they asked it out the Inner Shabbos.
Right, but isn't that the same? It's also a lav.
Okay, but Shabbos is
cute. Right. Okay. So. But look, Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this thing about the chiluk between a merchatz not over here.
Yeah.
So obviously he is bringing that into the equation over here. So maybe Rabbi Tuck was saying some chiluk that's more kal. Right. Even though they're all, they're somehow connected, but apparently, like Abba Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch has this thing about a chiluk between a merchatz and non a merchatz. In the Shabbos, not, but. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's a chiluk. That's a chiluk. But Lemaisa, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch does quote this idea of merkatz.
And you see that they made other
food,
right? Erev,
Yom Tov,
and
Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Right?
I mean, they made food.
They made
chilukim.
Okay. Yeah.
Would a
mikvah
today have a
date of mikvah? Okay, we're going to get to mikvah soon. Okay, one last nakuda that Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks on page 20. They are on page 21. So he quotes the Rashba. The Rashba also says that vort that I quote from the Ran, that, you know, the Shala of Erev Yontav is totally in this this thing. So he says, Hachim Hashem Yidivei Rashba, Rashba Lod, Machlokes Tosis Beharif, Chamuch Shuchme Erev Yontav Shara Lichot Kol Gufo, Tosis Rila Chamin Chamin Rechitza Kol Gufo Daraisa, Mishavachim Huchme Erev Yontav Asur, yeah. So then he has the kasha. Listen to this kasha. V'onji. Eini mevin karoi. Eich ef shalom adahavi daraisa. So this is... It was chamish huchmu on kol gufo is daraisa. But why did you say that since rechitzas part of yadav ragov is mutter, so why don't you say it's ma'arba bishurim to be chamish for kol gufo? That was the whole vort that the Rashi with the Ran.
The
Shor.
If you do it one thing,
but if you're doing a separate thing,
right?
So definitionally, when they heat up for a kol gufo, part of the Rav plus the Marbe Bashir, like Necham Agavime for the bris,
more, like,
right? But just the Gemara had Necham Agavime
right.
for the bris, mm-hmm. So the same thing here. That's his Ayim Iran. Gabi Mali Shukter Mayim, Zina the base Shamai, the Beruim the Shtiyah Shosim Him Yochel Harbos Amayim the Chitz Pana Yada Raga Moshkos of Tos Perakira. That was his kasha. So in the Sefer Divrei Chafetz, so he talks a little about this kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Here, on page 26. Choose Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Simon, on the bottom, I didn't arrow it. For some reason I didn't arrow it. It's still here. Shuvus Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you die next year. Ech hef shalom mar dechim imayim the rechitzes kol gufo osu midoraisa. Bechal rechitzes kol gufo kam kem rechitzes pano yad avragal. Vimtza she'eno elamar rebe vishol tzorech rechitzes shal guf. Is that mutu midoraisa? That mean beri v'necham agavime. So Rebu Bishurim. So he's saying that maybe that the word is.
Right.
So maybe Rebu Bishurim also has to be. Maybe that's the answer he's saying. That Rebu Bishurim has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
That's what I thought when I read the Tosis on the first page.
That Rebu Bishurim, even if you're Marba Bishurim, that's not. Because even though. Bibishir is not something you're not going to use at all, but that also has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
I thought that's what the principle of
Tosis
is got
from
the first
page. Okay, so, I guess Rabbi Kiva Eiger thought that it was a Hetzer Gomer, because anyway it's not Letzorach and he's still being Matir, but he's saying that maybe, especially if you assume that it's a din in each one has to be Roy Lekach, so then. Each one's royal character has to have the regular gedarim of the original. Meaning, like the cigarettes, like Reb Moshe said. Okay. Now, there is a, and I'll show you Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Avadya. Oh, the only thing is, okay, so two things. So this thing about the Merchatz thing is in... Oh, but the Ramah, right, so that's the thing. The Ramah seems to ask him, because the Ramah says, V'yesh osrim cholinyin, v'chei nogim. So, right, so I thought that's only the Ramah who's holding like Tosfos. So Ramah only Tosfos of din and shomer l'chol nefesh, and he's not working with Merchatz at all. So the Meila... Yeah. So it works out good for me. Because, well, once we say that that's not applicable, then the Ramah wouldn't be applicable either. Because if you're saying the Ramah is only working with Shalom L'chol Nefesh, he's not working with Merchatz
B'chol. You're worse off saying it's Merchatz.
Right?
You're worse off saying it's Merchatz. It's a little
plug. No, but you're saying if you don't say it's Merchatz, then it can be more cool, Dick, because if you want to say the Shalom L'chol Nefesh is not applicable, B'zman Hazeh, and he's not concerned with Merchatz. But he's concerned with Merchatz, so then they could, you know, so he asked it because he's saying, Shalom L'chol Nefesh, who cares about the Merchatz? So Taka maybe in a Chanami, if Shalom L'chol Nefesh would be Shach B'zman Hazeh, then even Chutz L'Merchatz would be Osir. But
even in a
merchatz
would be
mutter. In other words, Rama saying osrim b'cholin.
Meaning, there's no such merchatz and not merchatz.
Right.
So, meaning, if you wanted to do and you want to say it's based on shalach ol nefesh, so then it can even be mattered in the merchatz. Meaning, the same way you did it when you were.
That's why I'm saying it seems like a chomer, but then you could...
You can make it more chomer
or more kal.
On the surface.
Right, but then you can make it more kal. Okay. Now, Rav Avadi Yosef, in his sefer here, just quotes the... he writes, Bambatya Protis, Shanim says Bidiroso, the second line on page 31, Yishal Hakel Afil Berchitzas Kol Gufa. I mean, we're talking about... Well, he's talking about Maim Shehuchmu B'dut Shemesh. Utul Tzachas B'hem Kol Gufo. Yeah, this is after Chutz from Mechaz, Vez from Mechaz, by the B'dut Shemesh. Maim Shehuchmu B'hem...
Why
are we talking?
Is that only
B'dut Shemesh? Well, he's not necessarily... I don't know if he's working with the idea that... He could be working that Rechitza... You know, Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh is still applicable. In other words, I never saw him say that we changed that. Maybe he's learning, like Rabbi Berger saying, it's a Gzeira, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a little plug, whatever it is. So, but he says we still, the whole question of Dut Shemesh is that Chama, whatever. So if you assume that Dut Shemesh is a type of thing that's, so then the only thing with my Dut Shemesh, maybe there's still, so that's like Maim Shehuchmu. Mayor of Yontif, because Lamaisa it's Ofen Shel Heter, right?
It's better. Maybe they never
ask. Yeah, right. So then he says, and if it's in your bathtub, so then it's okay because there's no Gzeres Merchatzos, like only in the Merchatz, like the Machaber says. So that's what he says. And Batya Protis Shanim says, but the Rosso Yeshal Hakil Feel Merchitzes Kol Gufo.
So the only one who says that, like a regular, not the, meaning in America, like a normal bath, shower, and mutter, and yontif, regular is Rabbi.
I mean, there might be other people out there, you know. Yeah. Oh, so now let's go back to just discuss a little bit about Gzeres Merchatz, what's the heat level. So there's a machlokes here between the Nodi Yehuda and the Chacham Tzvi. And based on this, Rabbi Bani feels that women, if it's a, this comes up when women have to go to mikveh the second night of Yontif, so and it's a hot day anyway, so he permits them to take a shower on Yontif, and not also for the chafifa for second night of, you know, 2 day Yontif, so for that second night of Yontif.
Is he mechayev him to
do it? I mean, you know.
According to him, now I could have a chafif for some of the tefillah.
Right.
But if you don't.
If you, right. If you, I'm saying within this mahal. Right. If you don't.
The thing would he say that women should do? Or does he say it's only a hetter?
Right.
Or is he saying something
ahead? He thinks if it's a hot day, so it's really not like hachana so much, but they would really want to take a shower anyway. So, but that's, I don't want to get into that right now, but that's, but it's related to this whole discussion. Okay, now the Note of Yehuda. Oh, so the question about the hot mikvahs. That's the question. What's the story with the hot mikvahs on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? But that, you could say, is like merchatz, and that's, you know, that's could be the hot mikvahs. So, it was like this. So, the Note of Yehuda, Chacham Tzvi, both assume that you can't just go into a hot mikvah Friday night or Yontif or that. Not like what we're knowing, that women go into regular mikvah. And they assume that. The only question they have is, so what's the, how hot is the problem? So the Note of Yehuda says, the Shoyal in the Yehuda wants to say, quotes the Mishnah in the Yuma by the Kohen Gadol, that they would put in things to, they would throw in hot things into the mikveh, kidei shetafik zinosam. So he wants to say that tafik zinosam is okay, because it's still basically cold, but it's not, you know, but once it's Poshrin, once it's lukewarm, that's already like chamin. So the Note of Yehuda, that was the Shoyal held. And the Note of Yehuda says, no, that's because he used the Lashon Tafik Tzinasam. There it was just using it to say, to make it bearable for the, but it wasn't nachis to the Inyan of, so it was lo dok bilshone. That was, that's what he says. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no, that that even poshrin is osa. Even poshrin is osa. He says, "Al devar nashim shi nogos litpol b'leilu Shabbos b'cham gedarkim chol." Nearly vati lav shaper avdi v'avor ad rabbanim. Says Mirav Safil, but Yevel also Latvila. For Gadati, Kiloze, also Yita Bene Hashem, Katvila, Velo Shabbos, Kam Vada Yasur Alibud Koyama. Now, Veris Vitovels, Belel Shabbos, Bechamin, Vada Yasur Avda, Vishor the Mikrai Avaryana. You can count, call this person Avaryan, Yisub Shabbos, Menadin Aleh, which is Kosovo Rambam. So what do you do? And so you want to say do it before, but Bayom is not so pashut. It's Rachbita, Xeris here and there. So one possibility is O Titcha Tfilad Motzai Shabbos. O Tofik Tzinos Hamayim Levad V'lo Tzchanon Shir Shikol Hamayim Chamin. In other words, tafik tzina. You could do that. So then he has the chap that we saw in the Nidashir ones. Vodah marti derech achas vi derech duchuka shedit bola bein ashmoshos. Because ain't shvus bein ashmoshos. There's a shvus. So let them be called on a shum mishum shvus. Lo gozo bein ashmoshos. It's still Tefillah Bayom, but he holds Tefillah Bayom again, is Mutar even Bayom Shvi, and this is. So he says, Sof dover halacha l'mais in the end of Tshuva Niyomish, ein lehem l'noshem litpol b'cham l'lo Shabbos l'lo erev Shabbos shu yom shvi shalahem. They shouldn't go in the day, they shouldn't go at night. Altibona b'tzona, either they can go cold l'el Shabbos, or b'hafogos tzinosom b'lvat ad shalikru aleim shem chamin on l'motzoy Shabbos. And then he considers that still like tefila b'yom, but tavon l'bateim at halayla. So you know what I say? The people who keep one day yontif, following the Chacham Tzvi, and they got Eretz Yisrael and they're planning to come back, they should follow this tshuva also. I don't mean this seriously. I'm just. Chacham Tzvi had his, you know, his chumras, his kulas, you know, whatever. And then there's the famous Korban Nisano. We have the Korban Nisano on page 17. You should remember it's an Oz Kuf. I always look for it and I forget where it is. So in Perek Beis and Shabbos, Oz Kuf. Beis Kuf, Baskol. That's how you remember. Baskol. Oh. That's a good way to remember, but you'll see why. Because he says, Nikananim stagim ashkos b'shut chacham tzvi, l'hatet tzvi l'zishut b'mecham v'erf shaz b'en ashrosas, v'alol fi shitosho, sham d'mik v'cham b'chal b'gzeyes merchatzos, if you can't have it tired to mili v'sasri. In b'en ashrosas yom hu, because therefore you make all, then your Shabbos have a yom, then your sphere zayim, then your Shabbos bo b'yom zayim. Have a Laila, so it should be Laila in your Shabbos. Tzorch lo v'davi b'en ashrosas b'en yom u'min alayla, shvin l'tzvila zayin Laila in your Shabbos yom. Ufiba shech l'chachich b'en yon l'chum r'hud l'amin v'l'chu, v'ikar adin chasavti b'riches shetvils b'en mikv v'cham lo havi b'chlam gzeres merchatzos. That mikv is not merchatzos. Only, oh, so the Noda Yehuda has this comment and a sharp line there. Let's see what he says. What page is Noda Yehuda? What? 12. So the Noda Yehuda says, V'guf Hadin, second paragraph. Reisi b'sefer korban nesano paragraph member leikin shekosef tefilas may mikvah b'chamin and b'chal gzeres b'chatzos. So no kosef milsa b'li tam or b'li raya. He says he's saying something b'li tam or b'li raya. U'maflig lomar, and he says, oh, I wrote about it b'arichus. Ve'en lon lismoch al dover shel obira lono tama. So we shouldn't rely on that. And then he says, "Why dafka?" He says, "For chitza asur shikar tam shem yichem b'shabbos, aval tefil lo mishkachas al tekim knisus lo shabbos." So maybe it doesn't apply. We don't know. But you have to say it's like a baskol that came out. Baskol, baseball. I mean, but that's the minhag. The minhag is men go, women go. And but it's interesting that what many poskim felt was mamash aser, like the Noda Yehuda and the Chacham Tzvi, for sure, both answered it. And our minhag today is to be makel on both these. Yeah. You have to see, there's a whole sefer called Tvilas Shabbos Kilchasa. We have in the library. Instead of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Tvilas Shabbos Kilchasa. Okay? We'll take a look. Okay. Rabosai, I don't know if we're going to have a minion here today. You never know, but. Would he left?
I didn't catch exactly what he said.
Okay. Okay, so Rez Hashem will continue on Monday with packet 12. Okay, so you want